Well, so we're continuing Mirtz Hashem today on Daf Kufim Dalef 105a, and we are picking up with Rabbi Chananya Bar Shalmio, which is three lines down from the top, end of the third line. Rabbi Chananya Bar Shalmio, the Talmidei D'Rav, Haviyasi B'Sudasam. So Rabbi Chananya Bar Shalmio, the other Talmidei D'Rav, were sitting down and were having a Suda together. Now this was an Erev Shabbos, a Friday afternoon Suda. They call Yalai Rav Hamnuna Saba. Rav Hamnuna Saba was like help, was serving. Amrulay, they said to him, Zil chazi ime kadish yoma, see if nightfall has come, if Shabbos has arrived, because if so, nafsik v'nikavad shabbasa, we'll stop our meal, and we'll go ahead and resume it l'kavad Shabbos. Amrulay, Rav Hamnuna said, lo tzvichas, you don't have to do this, shabsa kava nafsha. Shabbos ultimately establishes itself even without a stoppage, right? Even without a cessation. The Amrav, kashim sheh Shabbos kovas l'maiser, the same way that Shabbos ultimately again goes ahead and creates certain halachas regarding trumas and maestros, so too again Shabbos automatically creates kovas l'kiddush. In other words, that by definition, once Shabbos begins, you can't do anything more before reciting kiddush. So the Gemara says, "Aramina kehi de kavah l'kiddush kach kavah l'avdalah." So the pashtos ultimately they assume that the same way that when Shabbos comes, you can't eat anymore until you make kiddush. So do by Matzei Shabbos. Let's say you're having Shabbos Shodis, and it extends into Matzei Shabbos. You can't eat anymore until you have havdalah. Amar lehu Rav Amram, but Rav Amram said, "Hachi amar Rav l'kiddush kavas v'lo l'havdalah kavas." No, this halacha only applies by Kiddush. So if you're eating Friday afternoon and you go into Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, you have to stop and make Kiddush. But by Havdalah, by Matzah Shabbos, if you're eating Shalosh Shodis, even though the time for Havdalah comes, you don't have to stop your meal mid-meal, but rather you could continue. And whenever you bench, and you'll say Havdalah. V'hani milin yimivsak v'lo mafsakinon. And remember again, this halacha, ultimately, again, by Havdalah, that once the time for Havdalah comes, you don't have to automatically stop your Seuda, is only in terms of if you're already eating. But ultimately, again, if it's a time for Havdalah already, you can't start a meal prior to making Havdalah. So the Gemara says, furthermore, Umifsak nami lo amran ela bachila, aval b'shtia lo. Furthermore, again, this idea that halacha l'maisa, if you're eating, you don't have to stop, or you're having a sudiyah outside, that's only by eating. However, again, aval b'shtia lo, but halacha l'maisa, again, by drinking, that's not the case. And by drinking, if all you were doing was drinking, you weren't having a full-fledged suda, and the time for havdalah came, then ein achinami, you should stop, and you should go ahead and make havdalah. U'shtia nami blami lo amre ela b'chamra b'shichra. Even by drinking, it's only wine and beer that's an issue. But by water, you can do whatever you want. In other words, water isn't considered to be chashiv. And therefore, again, you could even once the zman for Abdallah comes, you could still go ahead and continue to drink water. Pligi Durafuna. This argues on Rafuna. Durafuna, Chazina Hugadva, the Shasamai Kodum Abdallah. Rafuna once saw a guy who was drinking water before making Abdallah. Amrlay, Lomistafi Marme Askra. Aren't you afraid of Askara? Now Rashi points out over here, or the Rashbam points out over here, that Askara is some type of disease where the throat constricts. So aren't you afraid of getting Askara? Tell him, Rabbi Akiva, call that time, kulum, called him, Shiavdil, Misasava Askara. Rabbi Akiva said that whoever eats before Havdalah, unfortunately, the punishment is Askara. To which the Gemara says, Rabbanan de Beravashi, lo kapti amaya. But despite all of this, the Rabbanan of the house of Ravashi were not makbid on water. That again, so, and this is halacha l'maisa. Once the time for Havdalah comes, you can't start a meal. If you're already having Shalosh Shodis, you don't have to stop, but you can't start something new. You also can't go ahead with drinking, you should stop and make Havdalah. However, with water, apparently the halacha is that we're not so makbid on it that you could even drink water once the zman for Havdalah comes. Gemara goes if you didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, can you go ahead and make Kiddush the rest of Shabbos? You missed it on Friday night, can you make it the rest of Shabbos? Amar lei. So Nachum Bar Yitzchok said, so Rabbi Chiya said that if you didn't make Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, you can make Havdalah the whole week. You can make Havdalah the whole week. Now again, we'll qualify that statement. So too, again, same idea. If you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, you can make Kiddush the whole Shabbos. So the Mary Zekasha Isvei. Leili Shabbos veLeili Yom Tov, Yeshvem Kiddush Alakos, Yeshvem Haskara Birchas Hamazon. So again, the nights of Shabbos, the nights of Yom Tov, that you say Kiddush on a cup of wine. Ultimately, furthermore, in benching, we mention Shabbos, we mention Yom Tov. Shabbos, Yom Tov, on the days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, ein ban kiddush al hakos, there is no obligation to make kiddush on a cup of wine. The yesh ban askara b'merchas hamazon, but we still mention Shabbos and Yom Tov ultimately again in benching. So this seems to indicate that halacha lemaisa, the din of kiddush al hakos, making kiddush on a cup of wine, is only Shabbos night. Doesn't apply Shabbos day, to which the Gemara says, "Halait chomish lo kiddush b'erev Shabbos mekadosh halach kol yom kulo." And if you would think that if you didn't make kiddush on Friday night, you can make kiddush for the rest of Shabbos. If that's the case, Shabbos v'yom tov nami mishkachas lahu deish ben kiddush alakos. Then Shabbos yom tov also again there is kiddush alakos. You would make kiddush on a cup of wine if you didn't do it on Friday night. Tilo kiddush ma'arta mekadosh lamachar. Because if you didn't make kiddush on Shabbos night, you would make kiddush the next day. Amar Lei, so Nachar Bayitzchok said, Di'i lo katoni. Ultimately, again, we're not talking about that case. In other words, that's a different kind of case. There's two cases over here. In other words, if you didn't go ahead and do the right thing, that's not ultimately, again, what the Tana is discussing. See, interesting enough, so in other words, the Tana is talking about the general halachas, that again, there's a specific, a longer kiddush on Friday night. When it says there's no kiddush Shabbos day, that means we're going to see, it's just the bracha of Hagafah, there's no formal kiddush. But that's not the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was, if you did not say kiddush on Shabbos night, can you say Kiddush on Shabbos day? That's the outstanding question, and the Gemara has not yet resolved that. We'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.